Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm just sort of unstacking all these books that Tom Asecker's written. Sandbox Wisdom. Sandbox. The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. A Little Less Conversation. The Business of Belief. What is this other one here? A Clear Eye for Branding. Opportunity Screams. These are just some of the 200-300 books that he's Tom Asecker's written, which are sold something under a billion copies around the galaxy. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend Tom Asecker. Welcome back.
Hey Jim, how you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Great to be back.
Hey, Tom, is there anything that we humans crave and desire and yearn for, and yet have really so little of as control?
Yeah, just about everything, Jeff.
Especially if you're married.
Yeah, I mean that's the grand illusion, right?
Control.
Yeah, that we're in charge, that we're making things happen, mm-hmm. that not that happening to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or if you're a small business owner, that's another way. That's another way to be disabused about whether you're going to have control, right? Be a small business owner.
Oh, geez, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead, jump in, see what happens.
Right, exactly. So what do we do about all this? Is there any hope?
Well, I think the most important thing is not to be confused by the information that's getting tossed at you that your mind likes to latch on to. Like, for example, I mean, because the Internet is a breeding ground for misinformation today.
It's
really something else. Like, let's talk about this idea of, say, the evolution of businesses, right, and success in the marketplace, which, if you look online, you start reading these things, and you hear things like, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, it's not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is most adaptable to change.
Mm-hmm.
Heard that one?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, how about this one? In the struggle for survival, the fittest win out at the expense of their rivals because they succeed in adapting themselves best to their environment.
Heard that
right?
One too.
Yeah, now look them up and it says Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say
either, one of those. No, that's right.
No. And what people get wrong when they read those things is they start thinking, let's see, most adaptable to change. Okay, succeed in adapting themselves. It sounds intentional, right? It sounds like, oh, I see this stuff coming. Let me go change and adapt. The species, biological adaptation, is random. It's genetic mutation. They don't see the change coming.
Mm-hmm.
It mutates, and for whatever reason, it happened to mutate in the right direction.
But those organisms you're talking about didn't even make any attempt at control. They just lived their lives.
That's it. It's because they mutated that they survived. And they
right.
got to reproduce and right. pass on their genes, right?
Right.
So the important thing to understand is there's no evidence, really, that supports that competition is the driving force in the evolution of organizations and businesses. In other words, let's adapt and we'll beat these guys.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of these businesses that we see today came out of nowhere. They were mm-hmm. doing random things.
Well, and if you remember, Tom, this is the essence. What you're describing is the essence of what I was trying to get at with my book when I said that relevance is Trump's competitiveness. Not that competitiveness doesn't have a place. It does. It will eventually in the transaction. You have to be competitive ultimately. But that's not what made people be attractive to you first these days. And those organizations you're talking about that came out of nowhere, their success from nowhere had nothing to do with being competitive. It had to do with being attractive in other ways.
Jim, and you know what? They won't tell you this because their mind recreates the past. These successful entrepreneurs, they bumped into success. Google hated advertising. Now they make all their money advertising.
Mm-hmm.
You see? They bumped into this stuff. They didn't go out there saying, oh, I think I'll make a search engine supported by things called Google Ads.
But along the way, they did have to do some things with a plan and with a strategy and with intention. They couldn't just wander through life. There had to be some kind of organization in there somewhere, right? I mean, they couldn't just be. They had to do something intentional.
Oh, listen, look at how many employees these people have, right? Tens of thousands. It's all intentional now. What I'm saying is if you don't change what you're doing, you're not going to gain any new insights into the market. If you can sit and read blogs all day long, you're not going to all of a sudden in your chair say, aha, there it is. That's not how it works.
Right.
You've got to go out there and try.
You've got to. That's what I call meeting the world halfway. You've got to meet the world halfway, at least halfway.
Well, I mean, you see this everywhere. You heard of this new podcast, Serial, that was a big hit. So anyway, NPR, it's this NPR. Well, there was an interview with the producer, the executive producer of the show. And she said she was totally unprepared for the popularity of the show.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get it. She didn't get why people latched onto this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if she didn't do it, she never would have had the idea that it would have been that successful. It was the doing it
right. That
gave her the insight back. Wow, this is what people want.
Well, and see this, and what you just said, that last thing you said, is the key. If some people are having trouble sort of allowing the world to come at you and taking what the world gives you, don't think of it as the world. Think of it as customers. Because to me, what I tell people all the time, Tom, is if you want to know what you're going to be doing a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, ask your customers. They know what they're going to want a month from now, or a year from now. They already know that, and all you got to do is find out what that is and start giving it to them.
Yep. Yeah. See, yeah, and that's the thing. What we try to do.
But let your customers, I mean, to me, you got to let your customers control where you're headed. What do you think?
Well, it's kind of a dance, right? I mean, that's the whole point of this thing is we're not marching along dictating to people what they should be doing.
Right.
It's a dance.
That's right. The only person who's come closest to doing the opposite of what I just said was Steve Jobs. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Right back with our good friend Tom Asacker. He was talking to us about the randomness of reality. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.